Coming up on today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, we talk playoffs.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I'm James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we're doing over at BucksNation.com and make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, at DH82 underscore Bucks, and at Bucks underscore Nation. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're doing a little cooking, need a little background noise, you have the soothing sounds of David Harrison and myself talking about Buccaneers playoff scenarios. This is David's idea. Don't yell at me.
It's a good idea because it could happen.
It could. I could, you know, win the lottery.
Can I ask you,
sure.
Buy lottery tickets?
Occasionally.
Are you buying lottery tickets right now?
No, I'm recording a podcast with you.
You know what I mean?
No, I am not.
Then you cannot win the lottery, sir, because you don't play the game. The Buccaneers could make the playoffs because they play the game. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. That is not what this is about. Do not at me saying that I think the Buccaneers are going to make the playoffs. They're very much a 4-7 team. 4-7 teams don't typically wind up in the postseason. But if there's something a Buccaneers fan can be thankful for, it's that they're coming off of a win. As Jenna Lane pointed out on her power rankings write-up, the Buccaneers have a very advantageous schedule coming up where the only two teams they face for the rest of the year with winning records both have to play in Tampa, which I understand isn't a huge home field advantage, but it's a home field advantage in the sense that they're not playing in the opponent's home stadiums, especially considering they're both dome stadiums, which we all know makes sound even more of a problem. So those are things the Buccaneers fans can be thankful for, is that at least in November, we have the opportunity to talk about how this team might have a shot as outside as it is at the playoffs versus other teams like the Washington Redskins, who are firmly in draft preparation because there is absolutely zero chances that a 2-9 team is going to end up in the playoffs. So yeah, that's where I stand on this discussion.
Heard it here first. David Harrison guarantees a Buccaneer playoff appearance. That's what I heard from all that.
So currently at 4-7, Tampa Bay Buccaneers obviously are way outside the playoff seedings, right? So the playoffs were to start today, the New England Patriots and San Francisco 49ers would each be number one seeds. The Baltimore Ravens and New Orleans Saints would both be two seeds. Three seeds are your Green Bay Packers and Houston Texans. Fourth are the Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs. Fifth are the Buffalo Bills and Seattle Seahawks. And then the Minnesota Vikings and Pittsburgh Steelers currently hold the six slots in each conference. The Minnesota Vikings obviously are the ones we're more concerned with here for this exercise, as they sit at 8-3, four games ahead of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which obviously feels like a very steep hill to climb with
insurmountable
five games remaining. But, you know, we're going to go through this because it's worth talking about and it's fun and I like fun things. So we're going to do fun things. Darn it.
You know what would have been fun at this moment in time?
What's that?
If the Buccaneers had stayed in the AFC. I know, yeah, it's all cyclical, but it makes this particular conversation far more entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, because 4-7 in the AFC is two games out of the final wild card spot.
Right.
Versus four games out of the final. I mean, I've said it, I don't know how many times on this show, the AFC is the Eastern Conference of the NFL, and the NFC is the Western Conference of the NFL, although they are coming together a little bit more lately. You know, your third and fourth seeds, and I mean, you have a 10-1 and a 9-2 team at the top in both conferences. In the NFC, your third and fourth seeds are an 8-win team, or you have 2 8-win teams in your divisional round. In the AFC, you have an 8-win team and 2 7-win teams. So there's obviously a little bit more of a gap there. The biggest gap is in the final spot with Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota is tied for is the sixth seed, is the final seed in the NFC, has the same seed as the Buffalo Bills, who are the fifth seed only because they aren't going to win their division. But they have the NFC's final wildcard team has a two game advantage over the AFC's wildcard team and a better record than three of the four teams currently playing in the AFC wildcard round. So definitely some gaps there, but it is what it is.
All right. Well, David, before we move on to these wacky playoff scenarios that you are going to lay upon us, because I cannot access what you are accessing, given my technological restrictions, I do have a question for you.
Fire away.
Would you start Dak Prescott or Matt Ryan in FanDuel this week?
Who are the Cowboys playing? The
Cowboys are home against Buffalo, and the Falcons are home against the Saints.
Jeez. Neither?
Well, here's my conundrum. I'm $300 over budget because I just got a notification that the Lions are going to be starting their third string quarterback. So I wanted to get the Bears defense in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have Drew Brees in a quarterback right now, but I have to save $300. It's ugly. You know what? We'll discuss afterwards because this might take some rearranging, but oh my God, Thanksgiving Day FanDuel lineups are the worst.
Sam Darnold is the answer. Oh wait,
it's only Thanksgiving Day games.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky.
No.
Trust in the Mitch.
Trust in the Luke Skywalker of quarterbacks. Is that what you're telling me to do?
I mean, eventually he wins the day. So, speaking of Thanksgiving, though, so we have three games, right? Chicago at Detroit, Buffalo at Dallas, and New Orleans, Nollins at Atlanta. So let's start there. So who's winning each game?
The Bears.
The Bears are definitely winning that game, right? Like there's no way that's not happening.
Right.
Bills and Cowboys, 8-3. Buffalo Bills at 6-5. Dallas Cowboys. So who's winning that game?
Ooh, I think the Cowboys win.
You do? See, I think Buffalo wins. I want
Buffalo to win, but because I want Buffalo to win, Dallas is going to finagle their way into a win. Like, because of Jerry Jones' comments about Jason Garrett is Super Bowl or bust, they're going to go on a run here at the end of the season and then choke in their first playoff game, but the Cowboys are about to go on a run.
You're very excited, a lot more excited than I am, so Cowboys win. Saints at Falcons.
Saints.
Believe it or not, a Saints win actually helps the Buccaneers more than anything here, woo-hoo, and I think they get it done, so the Saints
Let's
win
go
that game.
Breeze.
So we'll just continue down the line here. And just for those out there, I'm using ESPN's NFL playoff machine. So just if anybody wants to play along while we do this. So next matchup, James, San Francisco at Baltimore. Two high seed playoff teams, 10-1 on the road against 9-2. Lamar Jackson against Nick Bosa and the San Francisco 49ers defense. Who you got?
Baltimore by 5 billion.
By 5 billion. So I have Baltimore as well, but not by 5 billion. All right. Washington at Carolina.
Carolina,
right? Yeah. Jets in Cincinnati. Not that it really matters, but that's
Jets.
Jets, which makes me happy for other reasons. Titans versus Colts. I'm going Colts.
I will also go Colts.
All right. As much as I love Mike Vrabel, Eagles versus Dolphins. Who you got? Eagles. Packers versus Giants. Packers. Browns versus Steelers. Not that it matters, but I think Steelers.
Browns.
Only because with everything that's going on in Cleveland, the most beautiful thing to happen would be a loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers this late in the season. But you want Browns, so we're going Browns. Rams at Cardinals.
Oh, Rams.
Rams, yeah. Raiders at Chiefs.
Wait. You said it's at Arizona?
It's Arizona.
You know what? I'm taking the upset. I'm taking the Cardinals in that one.
You're taking the Cardinals over the pissed off Rams.
Yep, because you know Jared Goff
can't cover nothing.
Your favorite quarterback. Oh, Jalen Ramsey's such a punk. He's such a fake tough guy. Ugh. Yeah, your favorite quarterback in the NFL, Jared Goff.
Yeah, the guy that my fantasy team is named after.
Did not throw a touchdown pass to a Rams receiver in the month of November.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that in my fantasy team name, the words trash and is are my team name. So I don't know what you want for me, but we're going Arizona. I like it. I'll go Arizona. I'll get on that bus all day. And actually, to be honest with you, if it happens, it helps the Buccaneers. So Arizona for the win. Kansas City's beating Oakland, right?
Of course.
San Diego and Denver.
You mean Los Angeles?
No, they will always be San Diego. San Diego in Denver. Who came away with that one?
I want the Chargers to win, but they're just so bad, and I don't understand why. Give me
Broncos
Denver.
Pretty bad too, but the Broncos are playing the way they're supposed to be playing, whereas the Chargers are underperforming. So I agree with Denver again. Not that it really matters, but Pats at Texans.
Pats.
On Pats. Vikings at Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Seahawks as well, which also has very big implications. James, I have not gotten to the end of your solo episode yet. I apologize. Did you make your prediction?
I did not.
Crossover. Okay. So we're just going to pick the Bucks to win because for the sake of this exercise,
they have to win out.
Anyway, but that is not our official predictions, but we're going to go ahead and roll with that. So after week 13, if all those predictions come true, the NFC's playoff picture still looks like Saints, Seahawks, Vikings at Green Bay in the wild card round, 49ers at Dallas in the wild card round there as well, which I would welcome a 49ers and Cowboys playoff game again. Actually, that would be fun to watch. So we'll move on to week 14. All right, James, week 14, we got to start picking up the pace, I think, a little bit here. Okay. Cowboys at Bears, who do you got?
You said Cowboys at Bears?
Cowboys at Bears.
The Bears.
Bears. I'll tell you what, we'll start alternating. How about that? And
okay,
we get one veto per week. We go to that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
And the rules up as we go. So as I make this rule up, my next matchup is Bengals versus Browns. Awesome. Browns win that one. You have Ravens at Bills.
Ravens.
Ravens. I've got Panthers at Falcons, which actually does have some playoff implication. I honestly at this point expect the Falcons to be in a total tailspin. The Panthers are in a little bit of a drift. It's in Atlanta. Yikes. I don't know where to go. I'm going to go Atlanta. Yeah.
I think Carolina wins that one, but I don't feel strongly enough to veto you. So let's keep going.
That says Atlanta. I don't know why. Redskins at Packers. Who you got?
Oh, Jesus. Packers.
I mean, Dwayne Haskins is a legend. So Broncos at Texans. I'm taking Texans. Lions at Vikings. Who you got?
Vikings.
Vikings. Niners at Saints. I'm taking the Niners.
Dolphins. Veto.
Oh, you word that I can't say. Dolphins at Jets. Who you got?
Jets.
Jets, of course. All right. Colts at Buccaneers. Can the Buccaneers beat the Colts at home?
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going Buccaneers. Not an official prediction. San Diego at Jacksonville. It's my turn, right? I believe. Not that yes. This game really matters. I'm going with San Diego because I don't like Nick Foles. Chiefs at Pats. Who you got?
Chiefs.
Chiefs. I like it. Steelers at Cardinals. Super Bowl rematch. The Steelers do it again. Titans at Raiders. Who do you got there?
Titans.
Seahawks at Rams. I'm going to take the Seahawks, and you cannot veto me anyway. Giants at Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. And like a bad head coach, I'm taking my challenges into the break. Here we go to week 15. Jets at Ravens. Did you start last week or did I?
I did.
Okay, so I'll start this one. We're going Jets because it's an AFC matchup and I have my reasons. You got Pats at Bengals. Who do you got?
Pats.
Seahawks at Panthers. I'm taking Seahawks. Can the Buccaneers win in Detroit?
Abso-frutely.
All right, Bears at Packers. Who do you got?
Packers.
Packers. Broncos at Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs. Dolphins at Giants. Who do you got?
Giants.
Giants. Bills at Steelers. It's got to be Bills. Texans at Titans.
Texans.
Texans. Eagles at Redskins. It's got to be Eagles. Browns at Cardinals. Who do you got there?
Browns.
Browns. I agree. Jacksonville in Oakland. I'm going Oakland. Rams at Dallas.
Rams.
Nah, I'm gonna flip that one on you. Dallas is getting that one. Okay. Falcons at Niners. I'm going Niners. Feel free to veto if you want.
Vikings. I wish I could.
At Chargers. Who do you got?
Vikings.
Vikings, and then Colts at Saints. That's another good matchup. I just like looking at those logos together. I'm going Saints.
I wish I had the balls to veto you, and I just don't.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Week 16, you kick it off. Well, it's the Bucs. So can the Buccaneers win at home to the Texans?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to predict this game, guys, I'm going Texans. So we're for the sake of the integrity of this, we're going to go with the Saints right now.
The Texans.
Bills. I literally was looking at the Saints matchup. Sorry. Bills at Patriots. Who you got there?
Patriots.
That's Rams at Niners. I'm going Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars at Falcons. Who you got?
Falcons.
Yeah, I'll leave it alone. Ravens at Browns. Who cares? I've got Ravens. Panthers at Colts. Who you got?
Panthers.
No. It's in Indianapolis. I'm taking the Colts.
Vetoing me on that one? Wow.
Yes, most definitely. Cincinnati at Miami. I'm taking, I don't care, Miami, because I want Joe Burrow to go to Cincinnati. No, actually, I don't want Joe Burrow to go to Cincinnati, so I'm taking Cincinnati.
Veto.
Oh, why do you hate Joe?
I don't hate Joe. I just want to see how bad Cincinnati screws up the number one pick after going winless, because they will mess it up.
Because that would be the dumbest thing they could do, is not take Burrow number one.
They'll find a way to screw this up. Don't you worry.
I love it. They're going to trade all their picks, and they're going to take Herbert from – I can't remember his first name in the show, but they're going to take Herbert from Oregon and just collapse into even more mediocrity. Steelers at Jets. Who you got?
Steelers.
Saints at Titans. I'm going Saints. Giants at Redskins. Not that it matters.
Give me the Redskins. Why not? I just feel bad for them.
Jones, Ohio State always beats Duke.
Gross.
Detroit over Denver, or against Denver. I'm going Denver. I don't know why. Raiders at Chargers.
Chargers.
Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles in Philly. Cardinals at Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Chiefs at Bears.
That's you. Are you thinking?
Oh, my bad. I'm going Bears. Packers at Vikings.
I now regret having used my veto, because there's no way.
That's Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, you know, you're right, Chiefs. I'll veto myself. Packers at Vikings.
Give me the Vikings.
You're going with the Vikings. All right.
Damn.
So now we're in week 17. I'm kicking it off, right? Dolphins at Patriots. We'll go Dolphins just because I want to watch the world burn. Steelers at Ravens. Who you got?
If I cared enough about that game, I would veto you, because that's the most ridiculous prediction I've ever heard.
But even with that loss, the Patriots are still the first seed. You've got Steelers in Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
So with that loss, now the Baltimore Ravens have the number. All right, we'll go Patriots. Sorry. Jets at Bills. I'm going Bills. Saints at Panthers. Who you got?
Saints.
I agree. Browns at Bengals. Who cares? It's Browns. Redskins at Dallas. Who you got?
Dallas.
The Jason Garrett-less Dallas Cowboys win over the Redskins. Green Bay in Detroit. It's got to be Green Bay. Houston hosting Tennessee.
Houston.
Indianapolis in Jacksonville. I'm going with the Colts again. Chargers in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Chicago in Minnesota. It's Minnesota. Philly in New York.
Eagles.
Atlanta against the Bucs. Can the Buccaneers beat the Falcons at home?
1,000% yes.
I will go Bucs. Raiders in Denver.
Is it my turn?
I don't know anymore. Just pick.
Yep, Raiders.
Cardinals in Los Angeles against the Rams. I think the Rams win that one. And then Niners and Seahawks in a game I will definitely be watching. Who do you got there?
Seahawks.
I don't care enough to veto you.
That's because you know I'm right.
Potentially, yeah. It should be a really good game. So if the rest of the season goes the way that we just laid it out, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finish the season 8-8, which is what I predicted in the beginning of the season, which makes me happy, and absolutely do not make the playoffs. In fact, the lowest seed is the 12-4 San Francisco 49ers. The worst record is the 10-6 Dallas Cowboys, which we've seen before where 10 wins is needed to get to the playoffs. So that's not a total shock. Over on the AFC side, actually, funny enough, maybe I should go back to some of these games we said, who cares? Because the Cleveland Browns sneak in with a 9-7 record.
Oh my God. Yes. Make that happen.
New England finishes with the number one seed. Baltimore finishes with the 2 seed. The 12-4 Kansas City Chiefs had a great season, but still have to play on the first weekend of the playoffs. And the Houston Texans host the Buffalo Bills, also in the wild card round there. So when everything is said and done, the Minnesota Vikings end up with 12 wins, and that's who the Buccaneers are closest to right now. But the record that the Buccaneers finish closest to is actually the Dallas Cowboys, who end up, by our predictions, finishing 10-6. So let's go back through here. Let's say the Buccaneers win out. And I understand neither of us think they're going to do that, but let's just say the Buccaneers win out, because that's obviously for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to give themselves the best shot. They've got to win out, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, finishing by winning 5 of your last 6, that's solid. That shows some hope for the future. But then again, we've gotten that before, just to be, you know, kicked in the gut.
Very true. That definitely did happen. And I remember that offseason, Mike Smith was the greatest thing to ever happen to this team. I was on board, and it did not work out well. But we'll worry about 2020 later, I guess. So the Buccaneers win out, then they finish 9-7, right? Which means they're actually one game behind the Dallas Cowboys.
It wouldn't matter if they have the same record as Dallas, because Dallas is winning the division. That's how they're getting in.
Right. So basically, looking at these numbers, the Minnesota Vikings we'd have to find 3 upsets for the Minnesota Vikings in the next 5 weeks. For argument's sake, James, let's see if we can find them.
Okay.
We already have them losing to Seattle, so we can't fix the results there.
Right.
Next week, they host Detroit.
Ooh.
I mean, they're starting their third-string quarterback this weekend. Well, today, as you said already.
I can't.
In Minnesota, too. Like, unless we have the rebirth of Tom Brady about to happen here on Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Like, I can't see that happening. So let's leave that for now. Let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, it would take... As much as I don't really like him, I mean, Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, and Stephon Diggs would have to trip over one another, getting off of the team bus, pulling into the stadium, and all break a bone in order for Detroit to have a chance in that game.
Of winning by 3 in overtime.
Yeah, basically.
All right. Yeah, I think we agree. So week 15... they go to Los Angeles, the Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers, I'll call them by their real name this time. I mean, that could be a trap game. That could be a game where the Vikings come in feeling pretty good about themselves and the Chargers actually play up to their potential and shock them, I think. It's possible. I'm not saying it'll happen.
It is possible because the Chargers are a good team. I don't understand where the struggles are happening for them this year.
Yeah, definitely good on paper. It's definitely in the execution and or the coaching. I don't know. I haven't watched them close enough to be able to tell you that.
Who do the Vikings play? You said that was week 15?
That is 15.
Who do they play in week 16?
They host the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
We know the Packers can beat them in Minnesota. So let's give them a loss there. If they have a loss there, ladies and gentlemen, that means the Minnesota Vikings enter the final week of the season at 9-6, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers enter the final week of the season at 8-7. If the Buccaneers beat the Falcons and the Chicago Bears, imagine Buccaneers fans cheering for Mitchell Trubisky to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Does it even matter? No. At 9-7, the Minnesota Vikings losing the last 3 games of the season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the final 5 games of the season still don't make the playoffs.
Minnesota still has the tiebreaker?
Yep. According to ESPN's playoff predictor, Minnesota still has the tiebreaker. I want to find, James, the scenario where the Buccaneers make the playoffs. I am bound and determined. I don't know how long this episode has been going. I am bound and determined to find this scenario. So you and I have got to work. So let me set these games back for the Vikings.
I'm going to tell you this. As you've been working on this, I found another simulator.
Okay.
And I selected the Buccaneers winning out, getting to 9-7.
Yep.
Based on 124,560 simulations, the Buccaneers still only have a 1% chance of making the playoffs.
I agree, so but I want to find that 1%.
The odds of you finding that perfect combination is impossible.
Well, it's not impossible. The Vikings' next matchups are against the Seahawks, which we already have them losing. The Lions, the Chargers, the Packers, and the Bears. And the Vikings would literally have to lose. Let me just make the Vikings lose until the Bucks make the playoffs. That's two. That's three. That's four. They would have to lose essentially all five. Like if the Buccaneers, if the Vikings, so currently the Vikings are losing out and the Buccaneers are winning out. If the Buccaneers, or if that happens, then the Buccaneers are in the playoffs. However, if the Minnesota Vikings beat the Seahawks, the Bucs are out and the Vikings are in. If the Minnesota Vikings beat...
I found it.
The Detroit Lions. You found the scenario?
Yeah.
Other than the Vikings lose out and the Buccaneers win out?
I think so. Give me a second.
I just found a scenario where the Vikings don't have to lose out. But I'll give you a second, like you said.
Okay. So I have now, based on this simulator, I have filled out all of the games, and no, I do have them losing out. So yeah, that's...
So that you had...
I had the Vikings losing out. I had the Lions pulling off the upset in week 14. So if the Bucks win out and the Vikings lose out, the Bucks make the playoffs.
Go to that, week 15 in your simulator.
Uh-huh.
And have the Vikings beat the Chargers.
The Buccaneers have a 99... The Buccaneers still have a 100% chance of making the playoffs.
In that scenario?
In that scenario, yes.
So the Minnesota Vikings... So there we've done it. I don't think that's going to make anybody feel better. The Minnesota Vikings have to lose against the Seattle Seahawks in week 13, this weekend in Seattle.
Doable. Uh-huh.
They have to lose next week at home against the Detroit Lions.
Yep, that's the problem.
Week 15 does not matter in Los Angeles. Week 16, they have to lose at home to the Packers, which is doable. And week 17, they have to lose at home to the Bears.
Also doable.
Also doable only because the Bears defense is really, really good.
What's really neat about this one that I found, and it's actually on the New York Times.
Okay.
It will basically show you exactly what games matter which week. Because as I was going through, there next to every single team, based on the matchup, it gave a percentage. And that percentage was the odds that the team that you're focused on will make the playoffs. So it shows you how weighted some of these games were. Like, for example, the Bills and Patriots in week 16, both of the percentages were exactly the same. Did not matter which team won that game. But then all the Vikings games, there were heavy percentages on either side.
So the Vikings are the key, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, they are. That damn Dalvin Cook.
I mean, the San Francisco 49ers are in a similar boat record-wise, but I mean, the chances of... The 49ers, I mean, they play the Ravens, so yeah, they could lose that game. The 49ers play the Saints, so yeah, they could lose that game. The 49ers host the Falcons, don't see it. They then host the Rams, which, you know, it's a pretty good divisional rivalry, so I guess you could say that, you know, anything could happen. And then they play in Seattle. So, I mean, honestly, the Niners have a pretty tough stretch themselves. So if somebody can come out here and expose them, I mean, I guess we got some time, right? So let's play the what if game again. We have them losing to Baltimore this week. That's definitely something that could end up being a result there. Losing to the Saints, we already have that in place. They might have too many wins already. I mean, the Falcons would have to beat them, which is obviously a tough task. The Rams would have to beat them, which would actually give San Francisco two home losses back to back. Not sure I see that happening. Week 17, they'd have to lose. Nope, they're still, the Bucs are still out of it because the Niners have enough of a head start going into this final stretch that they still win or still finish the season with 10 wins, and the Bucs are out of it. Yeah, so it's the Vikings, James.
That it is.
There's the Doctor Strange one scenario, Iron Man death snap scenario. Someone has to fade away the Minnesota Vikings playoff chances, and it starts this weekend.
You know what's interesting? The Lions, everything could play out the way that we said. The Lions could beat the Vikings. The Vikings could lose to everyone on their schedule except for the Chargers. The Buccaneers still would not make the playoffs if the Seahawks lost to the Rams in week 14.
Because the Rams would sneak in?
I don't know if it's because the Rams would sneak in or what. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that plays out, but all I did was switch the Seahawks to the Rams, and it dropped the Bucs from 100% to zero.
All right, then.
Wowzers.
So, yeah, I mean, but when we entered the exercise, we knew, like, it's not, there's not high chances here. But let's just say there is still a chance. So you, all Buccaneers fans are officially, well, unless you're one of the draft guys who just won a really high draft pick. If you are a Buccaneers fan in the sense of you want them to win no matter what, then you are officially an anti-Vikings person. Get rid of everything purple in your house. You're not allowed to drink grape juice or anything.
Wine.
Purple. Yeah, no, wine.
Unless it's white. You can have white.
I suppose. I don't drink wine at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. So there it is. Not sure if we helped your holiday or not, but I don't know, James.
If nothing else, we were at least entertaining in the process.
Hopefully. That's the hope. So we'll see.
Rebellions are built on hope. You haven't gotten to that movie yet. We'll discuss.
I feel like that's a Star Wars reference.
It is. You have not gotten to that movie yet, but we're going to discuss that tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Hope you all have enjoyed this episode. Of course, you can check out everything David and I are doing over at BucsNation.com. Send us your voicemails to 813-444-5841. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JArco_Bucks, at DH82_Bucks, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding holiday with your friends and family, and David and I are more than thankful to all of you for tuning in and making this all possible. So thank you very, very much. Hope you all have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving Day, and we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucs. Don't stop believing.